One big issue in the past year that inspired some of the city council candidates to file for office is the city's decision to change its water treatment from free chlorine to a mixture of UV light and chloramine, which is a blend of chlorine and ammonia. Dave Kiefer currently is the borough mayor, but can't run for re-election to that seat because of term limits. So instead, he's running for city council. Kiefer says he disagrees with the city's decision to use chloramine and added that no matter what the city does, the federal government is going to change the rules.
I don't want to see us go down the road of absolutely having to build a $40 million filtration plant. So if there is another option, I'd like to hear it. I just don't think whatever chemical solution we come up with is going to stand the test of time.
Kevin Staples, who's a newcomer to local politics, says the chloramine issue is what made him start paying attention to city politics.
When we decided to go the cheapest route possible, but yet we were giving a warning out to everybody saying, oh, by the way, if you have kidney issues or if you have, for gosh sakes, if you have fish, don't put this in the water. It's going to kill them. And that kind of raises some red flags.
Staples says he disagrees with the decision and with the city's later decision to not allow the chloramine issue to be put on the city ballot for voters to consider. He would prefer filtration. Dick Coos is running for re-election to the council. He says the elected officials on that body made the best decision they could with the information provided.
And maybe we need to go to filtration. Maybe we don't. Maybe we need to do what Don Young said, just ignore the feds. Because sometimes they're the dictator.
Ed Plute believes chloramine is dangerous and says there are options for filtration systems that are less expensive than what the city has estimated.
There's a corporation called TIGG System out of Pennsylvania that would service two filtration systems up here, and it'd be EPA approved, and it costs about 60% less than what the city plans on spending as far as money goes. And they're EPA approved. And they will be installed at that same cost.
Estimates for a full filtration system top $35 million. That's an old estimate, though, and there are newer membrane microfiltration systems that have not yet been priced by the city. Amanda Mitchell led the opposition to the chloramine treatment plan.
I'm sure the council really thought they were doing its best, and this is what they were told. And I honestly believe that this is what they were told. But at what point do you start questioning the company that you're doing with business with? And instead of questioning the company and the science they get, they kept handing more and more money and fighting the citizens of the town instead of having our questions answered.
Mitchell was referring to the city paying consultants CH2M Hill to help counter some of the information that the anti-chloramine group was providing. Also during the forum, the five candidates talked about the hospital expansion project, the two bond propositions that will be on the city ballot, whether the decision to raise sales taxes was the right choice, and whether the city should consider handing operational control of the Swan Lake Hydroelectric Dam over to the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. To listen to those discussions and more, the entire forum is posted with this report on the KRBD website. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.